Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion. Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of my most diverse podcasts in the world, along with my blog. This is some of the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from some of you, and it's here to empower you for whatever lifestyle that you choose. These last couple weeks, I have been extremely busy, so I'm actually recording this podcast in my car while I'm driving. So, please excuse the overall sound quality. I will clean it up. And this is an Ask a Hustler podcast. But before we get to that, a little over two weeks ago, we had the gentleman's game class. I want to thank each and every gentleman that attended that class. I appreciate your time. You guys had some excellent questions, and I actually had a lot of fun doing that. I really did. I hope y'all got something from it. For those of you that have questions about anything that we discussed in that class, just feel free to email me, and we can go in depth further with whatever you need to further fully grasp or understand. Or if you run into any situations, just email me. No problem. Also coming up next month, September 25th, that is on a Sunday, it is the Hustler Logic class. This class is going to be online over Skype. Should be about 3 to 4 hours. And this class is primarily directed at aspiring entrepreneurs, people that are in transition, that currently have a regular job and are looking for to start a business or at least have like a side hustle. This is also great information for those of you that are in network marketing or direct sales. It's going to help you there. This is for also people that have just started a business or are in business and kind of got to a point where everything just kind of leveled out. They don't feel like their business is growing anymore, which does happen. And in this class, I'm going to walk you through step by step by step what branding is, what marketing is, what advertising is. I'm going to give you tactics and strategies that work. And this is grown folks class. Let me make this clear. This is grown folks class. So there are some things I'm going to talk about that you're going to have a very difficult time finding in other books, other courses, online videos, because honestly, they're not popular to teach. They're not popular to say because they're not marketable. But in order to succeed in business, at least from my perspective, you really, really need to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how to do it. You have to know these things. So this is mindset training. You have to know how to think like an entrepreneur, as a hustler. You have to know how to think like a hustler. And you also have to know customer psychology. You have to know how customers think, why they spend money, why they buy, and why they avoid certain things. So we're going to cover all that stuff in detail. This is the most comprehensive class I have ever put together. This is stuff that I have previously only shared with clients. And even then, they didn't get everything that's going to be covered in this class. I took all these little bits and pieces and put it all together for you so that you can get a complete big picture. It's like putting a whole bunch of little puzzle pieces together. So you can get a complete big picture of business and how to make money with your business. And over the years, I can honestly say you can make money with almost anything. Honestly. if it's done correctly. It has to be done correctly. You can make money with almost anything. The class is extremely cheap for what you're going to be getting. This is an introduction to the public. This class will never be offered again at this price, ever. So if this is something that you're interested in, I honestly suggest you jump on it. Again, that is September 25th, Sunday. It's online over Skype. You can go to my website, wjamesd.com/hustling, and you can get the detail for the class to decide if this is for you. All right, so this is an Ask a Hustler podcast, and the question is, what is willpower? Now, traditionally, willpower has a very simple definition. Willpower is just choosing something, having the power to choose what is right for you, what is wrong for you, what is good for you, what is bad for you. Choosing what to do for the next moment. And they call this exercising your will or exercising your willpower. In the game, willpower is extremely important. Let's break the word down. You have will and power. Key word here is actually power, not will. Because your power comes from how you wield your will. Little play on words for you right there. How you wield your will can give you power or take away your power. Now, let's get into some game. When I go to the store, and let's say Walmart, or when you go to Walmart, and you're trying to pick out a cereal. So you're in the cereal aisle. There are literally, at some of the larger Walmarts, you can find probably close to 100 different brands of cereal. It's ridiculous. 100 different types of cereal. And you say, well, I like this one. I don't like that one. I like this one. I don't like that one. Let me get this one. Or the kids like this one. Let me get this one for the kids. You make a decision or a choice out of what's in front of you. You pick one or two things out of the near 100 different options. And out of those options presented to you, you say, I like this one. I'm going to get this one. Say, well, I just exercised my willpower. And to a certain extent, that's true. But let's expand this perspective a little bit and look at it from a perspective of the game. From the perspective of the game, you do not manufacture cereal. You don't make cereal. You go buy it. So the only options available to you are those that are in your face. And you have to choose from those that are in your face. Same thing when you go to a clothing store. When you go to a clothing store, you don't make clothes. You don't decide what fashion is going to be in for spring this year or for fall this year. You do not make the determination. You are not a buyer for that store. You do not decide what clothes are going in that particular store. You just choose from the option of what's available to you. You make what you feel is the best choice for yourself. But you do not have a choice in the choice. So you're choosing from what's available to you. but you never had the choice as to what's available to you in the first place. Peep the game in that. You make a decision of what's available to you, but you never have a choice of what's available to you. In America, our political system, when it's time to elect a president, we usually have three, maybe four options. We have somebody from the Democratic Party, somebody from the Republican Party. Sometimes we have somebody from an independent party, maybe two people from the independent party, or possibly two people from the Republican Party, or two people from the Democratic Party. All in all, we have, generally speaking, every election year, we have three to four choices to choose from of who we want to be president. But we never have a choice as to who those three or four people are in the first place. We just have the option to choose from what's presented to us, who we like better. And honestly, sometimes you might not like any of the candidates, but you make a choice as to what's available to you. So, what is willpower? Willpower, if you want to think of it this way, in your mind, you have two equally matched fighters. They're both the same height. They both have the same arm reach. They're both the same weight. They're both as fast as each other. They both have the same amount of skill. Two perfectly equally matched fighters. One is choosing what is best for you. The other is choosing what is not good for you. And these two boxers, these two fighters, they fight inside of your mind all day. And the one that wins depends on how you use your will or what decisions that you make. Every little decision that you make exercises your willpower. Every little decision that you make exercises your willpower to a certain extent. So here's the situation, though. We get into routines and habits. So going back to our example of you shopping for cereal, you don't see all 100 choices. Most of the time, you're looking for something that you already like. And if you can't, the particular cereal that you really, really like, let's just say Captain Crunch. You go to the cigarette aisle, you go to the cereal aisle, and you're looking for Captain Crunch. You don't really see the other cereals. You've already made your decision before you go down the aisle. And sometimes you'll shop around and you might try something different, but generally speaking, you're going to stick to the cereals that you like, the cereals that you grew up on. You're not going to take too much risk. Same thing with clothes. Generally speaking, you're going to always stick to a certain style. Generally speaking, certain colors. Men were really, really, really strict at this. We like certain things. Women, as far as clothing is concerned, they will shop a little bit more. They're a little bit more willing to try different styles and different things. But still, a lot of the stuff is just routine. It's just habit. Same thing when you buy your toothpaste, your soap, things for the house. You get into routines and habits. So once you have these routines and habits in place, and you only have a certain amount of choices available to you, although it's a lot of choices, it's a lot of options, you're only going to stick with what you like or what you think you like. Or you'll find something comparable to what you already know you like. So think about this over the course of years. Over the course of years, you're making decisions based off of routines and habits. That is not fully exercising your willpower. Yes, you are using your willpower. You're making a decision, but you're not making full use of it because you're pretty much making decisions on things that you like and that you already know you like and that you want anyway. So if willpower is like a muscle, just like any muscle in the human body, the less you use it, the weaker it gets. The less you use it, the weaker it gets. So when you're only making decisions off of habits, routines, over time, you're actually weakening your willpower because you're not thinking through choices and options anymore. You're not weighing options. So with all the options presented to you, you just make the decision based off of what you already know you like or something similar to what you like. Very seldom do we actually try new things. It's not that often. So this weakens our willpower throughout the years. Now, here's the game on this. When you make a decision, or before you make the decision, when you're thinking about making a decision to do something new, to do something you've never done before, to try something, and I always use this example, I'll use this example in this podcast. Let's say you never had a business before. You're thinking about starting a business. The reason this is difficult for a lot of people is because it's completely new. It goes way, way outside of their comfort zone or their box. They keep themselves boxed in. They keep themselves in this little bitty space called your comfort zone. It might go, you know, they might go to the edge of the box, but they're not going to go outside of the box. So if you never had a business ever in your life and you're thinking about starting a business, that is something that is really, really going to take you out of your box. It's completely new, completely fresh. The average person is going to have a difficult time making that transition. Why? Because all throughout their life, they have only been following through and making decisions on routines and habits. They have a weakened willpower. They have a weakened power to make decisions, to make choices. Now, let me say this and make this clear. Not all routines and habits are bad. That's not what I'm saying. Not all routines and habits are bad. But when you stop challenging yourself to learn new things, to try new things, you weaken your willpower. When you say to yourself, oh, I really want to, I don't know, get in front of a group of people and teach something that you're very passionate about. I want to get up in front of people and teach something I'm really passionate about. But then you get excited for a second. You can see that image in your mind, you engaging people, teaching people. You can see the light bulbs coming on over their head and they're really getting it and they're excited to learn about it. And you get all motivated. And you're like, yeah, I want to do that. Then what happens? You start thinking about it a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And then you start talking yourself directly out of what at first to you seemed like a good idea. And when this happens to the average person, they leave it right there as just a good idea. They exercise their willpower, but not in the best way. They made a decision not to do something that honestly could be very good for them. It could be something in them that they've always wanted to do. And again, could be very passionate about, very enthused about. But they made the decision to not move forward. So they exercise their willpower, but not in the best way. They have a weakened willpower. A weakened willpower keeps you inside of your box. It keeps you inside of your comfort zone. That is a weakened willpower. At the very least, you should be pushing out the edges, the sides of your box. At the very least, if you're not ready to completely step out of the box on something, at least push out the sides of it, the edges of it. Make the box a little bit bigger. Exercise your willpower, your power. What is the game? There's many definitions for it. Many. And I'll tell you that the game really can't be defined, simply defined. So we come up with all different types of ways to define the game. So the best definition is the game is self-empowerment. What's the key word in self-empowerment? Again, the word power, personal power or self-power, your power. Self-empowerment, willpower. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. You need to start exercising your willpower. This challenges and expands your mind and what you think is possible for you. Challenge yourself. Now, don't take this to the extreme, but think about it and consider it. Some of those things that you think about doing, why not give them a try? Just a try. Things that you think is going to make your life better. Things that you think are going to benefit you. Why not try them? Instead of allowing the weaker part of your mind, or the lower part of your mind, I should say lower, the lower part of your mind to talk you out of it. This is the inner dialogue. This is the inner battle that goes on in every person's head all day, every day. We have all these conversations in our head. And most of those conversations are you talking yourself out of doing something. Think about that for a second. Most of your conversations in your head are either going to do something that is routine or habit. And if it's something that's slightly outside of your comfort zone, that conversation is usually you talking yourself out of it or justifying to yourself why you shouldn't do it, why you're not ready. What are you scared of? You're scared of being embarrassed. You're scared of failing. You're scared of messing up something. You're scared of investing in yourself. So a lot of this stuff comes from fear or guilt or worry, self-doubt, in other words. Willpower is the power behind decisions. And again, it's like using and growing and strengthening a muscle. The less you use it, the weaker it gets. The less you use it, the weaker it gets. So start using it more. Make decisions that are going to take you outside of the box, your little box, or at least push the boundaries of that box. You don't have to do anything extreme. Just when you go to a restaurant that you've been to 4, 5, 6, 7 times, instead of ordering the same 2 dishes that you've been ordering the last 6 or 7 times you've been there, why don't you just try something new? Even if you don't like it, it's a restaurant. If you don't like it, you can send it back. But why don't you just try something different? Just try it. exercise more of your willpower. Go tell that woman that you find her attractive, that you keep staring at every time you see her. Go tell that man that you find him attractive, one that you've been staring at every time you see him. Exercise your willpower. And as you exercise your willpower, it gets stronger. And as it gets stronger, you'll gain a little bit more self-confidence, a little bit more self-esteem, and your self-image, you'll start boosting your self-image. And when it's time to make bigger decisions, you'll find it a lot easier. You'll find it a lot easier to do. One of the keys to success is the ability to make quick decisions. One of the keys to success is the ability to make quick decisions. Time does not wait for you to make up your mind. Time is going to move on regardless. So by strengthening your willpower, making it stronger, and keeping it strong, it's not a one-time event. This is a way that you need to live every day. It needs to become a habit, a routine. But by strengthening your willpower, it will help you make quicker and faster decisions when that time comes. All right. This has been W. James Dennis. As always, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you haven't, visit my website, wjamesd.com. You can hit the blog tab. There is a ton of free information, blog posts, and podcasts for you to learn from that will help you in your journey toward self-empowerment and business. And to a certain degree, even some things on relationships. Also, if you haven't done it already, sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. Go to my website, wjamesd.com, hit the free stuff tab, and at the very top of that page, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. When you sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor, which is essentially a newsletter, an email group, you will get discounts on any future projects that I have, any future products, books, courses. You'll be the first to be notified, and you also get a discount on it. So check that out if you're interested. Until next time, and I'm out.